20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis. The Senate Democrats' proposed operating budget is out. Does it include items for Republican priorities, restoring public safety, returning affordability, and rebooting education?
You never get everything you want in an operating budget from the minority, but I would say that when it comes to our top priorities, public safety, it does fund the regional criminal justice training centers, which is an important part of rebuilding our law enforcement community around the state. When it comes to affordability, I think the most important thing is there's no new taxes. That's a big move. We don't need new taxes based on revenue growth. And to their credit, the Democrats stuck with us and have no new general taxes in this budget. And then when it comes to education, I think this is the most important thing. Significant funding for intensive tutoring, for additional instruction for summer school, for school districts across the state to help our students get back on track and give them the education they deserve. It also includes significant funding for special education students across the state, a thing that we've been working on for years here in the Senate, and I'm glad to see it finally make it into the budget, and hopefully we'll be able to hold it as we enter negotiations with the House.
Even though this is a Democrat budget, Republicans were included in the process, right?
Both sides of the aisle have been involved in developing the budget from beginning to end. That hasn't happened since 2013, to my knowledge. So that's a big deal. And while we don't get everything we want, it's a budget that has been significantly shaped by both parties, including the Republicans and the minority.
The proposed Senate capital budget to pay for construction was also released.
I think the highlights are significant investment in affordable housing, significant investment in K-12, particularly helping rural schools when it comes to building new facilities and covering when they aren't able to pass bonds. And then finally, a big investment again in behavioral health and mental health with significant build outs both for Western State Hospital and community mental health services around the state. So I think there are a lot of great investments suggested in the capital budget. As with the operating budget, we have to enter in negotiations with the House and we'll see where that goes.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun.